Blog Talk Radio.
Won't you come along with me?
Hello, Jenny.
Let her rip. Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek. You can shove it up your creek. Whoever thought of this goddamn song, man? Whoever heard of it? Alright. When I rejoice, you're smiling, you will see your heart away. Ah, shit. I killed the boy. Who ever heard of him? Help him, somebody.
God almighty. Father matey. Why, turn on the mic.
The boy's squirrely.
Why?
He's getting that way.
All right. That's about as much as we get. I thought we'd start with something funny. I love that. That made me laugh. Good. My mic's not working, which, you know, why not? The electricity was out. Why should my mic work? Oh, my gosh. You just have, you know, if it's not one thing, it's another. Sometimes it's three or four things.
You gotta laugh
or you're gonna tear your hair out, climb the wall, and they're gonna cart you away to the funny farm.
Yes.
And you don't want to go there. You don't want to go there.
No, definitely not, Jenny. Not yet, at least.
So I'll just laugh about it, and we'll go around to the side door.
Yep.
And we can do that. Wish I had a swimming pool. Then we can go jump in the pool, cool off a little bit, and come back in. But that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be okay. What else can I do, right? Exactly. So here we go. I'm going to do another Elvis song right now, and this is a nice one. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, John was sending me music, like, clear up until, what, 25 till 1 or 20 till 1, something like that. I got them all loaded in, and then my electricity went off. So it was kind of, no, not now.
No. Take a bit of time. Bye.
But we've got a lot of music. We're not going to get through even half of it. My sister sent me, what, 5-6 songs. I found a couple of songs. I've got songs left over from Thursday. John sent me songs, and those are the ones that are the best ones. I'm going to play those for sure. So let's get started. We don't have any time to waste. We're 15 minutes short. So,
yeah. Let's run to it.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Laugh or cry. I just feel like laughing, so that's okay. All right, let's play That Someone You Never Forget.
Oh, beautiful song.
Ready for sweetie?
Okay.
It's okay. You can do that. It's my show. You can do that. But, oh, I've just got so many things. And it seems like right at the last minute like that, John sent me the best stuff. you know. Yeah. So we really got to do that. We really got to do that. For right now, I'm going to play one that Susan asked for. I don't know if she realized that she asked for it, but when she sent me stuff in her messenger, to me, that's asking for that song.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful what you ask for, or you'll get it.
I wish.
Yeah, well, I'm still hopeful. I'm very optimistic at this point, so I'm holding on. Now, hey, you guys, I got to explain something to you.
Okay.
I had to get on so fast, I do not have the charger for my phone over here by my computer. So I can't do chat at the same time that I'm having to call my show.
Yeah, that's
because
okay.
It uses too much juice. So
yeah.
I'm not ignoring you. I just can't do it at this point. I don't have enough of a charge on my phone to do both, and I have to host the show.
That's
so,
right. No worries, Jenny. You do what you've got to do.
I'm not ignoring you on purpose. Honestly.
No.
I love
you
all. I really do, but I can't talk to you.
You just carry on. I'm here listening. That's fine. Go on.
There you go. Okay. Right now, Susan sent me the link for Neil Sedaka, Old Carol. Now, Neil Sedaka wrote this song. And it was back, oh, golly Moses, was it the late 50s or early 60s? Crumb, I know John can answer that question, and I can't see the answer. So I'm just going to play it. Neil Sedaka doing Oh Carol, and it was one of his big hits. That one right. Yeah, you gotta have that.
Hello.
You know how it goes. I feel a little off center. I haven't quite caught up with everything that's gone on so far today. It's like, okay, fine, you know. It just got so dead flat quiet in here. When the electricity went out, there was no fan, there was no refrigerator, there was no air conditioning, there was no TV, there was no computer with the music going. it was just flat silent.
Mm.
I went a little bit crazy there for a little while. I mean, I was reading the book, but it's like, it's so quiet in here. I don't do well in dead silence. I'm the oldest of seven kids. There was never dead quiet in our house. Never. So I've got something going on here. Because quiet doesn't work real well all the time. I can do it for a while, and that's okay. But then it's like, okay, the AC has to come on. The fan has to come on. Something has to be happening. And it did. It did. It didn't take very long. So that was all right. I don't know. I think maybe the system got overloaded, too. You know, so many things could have gone wrong. I mean, it's so hot here that every place of business, and most of them are open, every residence, because somebody's home, they all have their air conditioning on. You can't not have your conditioning on in this kind of heat. So it might have just been an overload that they had to fix. They might have blown a fuse, whatever. I don't know. They called me back to make sure I had my electricity, but they did not tell me what had happened. So I didn't care. I had my electricity back. That's all I cared about. So, and Susan has bopped out and come back again already.
I'm here.
Yay!
I'm here.
Oh, one way or the other, we're all here.
I am here.
Good, good, good. Anne's here. You're here. I managed to call in so that I could be here.
Good. Calling your own show. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, golly. This is funny. Okay. Now, I have this one labeled in two ways. One, it's a song that John sent me. It's not an Elvis song, but it's really kind of cool. But I've got it labeled by being by someone else. So I don't know if it just the typing didn't get completed or it crossed over or if it's the right song or the wrong song. So I'm not going to say what it's supposed to be until after it's over. Then I can take care of it. So let's just play it, and we'll find out. It's one of
of New Orleans, of New
Well, I know what song it was now. That was Redbone, and they're doing Witch Queen of New Orleans. That's what my sister sent me. I don't know where she finds all these, but it's kind of cool. Different. I love her. I love her. So what that tells me is that I overwrote Crocodile Shoes. So Crocodile Shoes will have to come next week, but it will be played, John. I had it in here and wrote over it before I got it loaded. Oh, well, it'll get there because it's in the computer. So it will be played. Elvis song. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Maybe. The air conditioning's hot. The air conditioning's on, so it's not real hot in here now. So that's cool. And the computer will play. It won't overheat. So until it plays some of these songs, and then it might. Depends on the song you play, right? Well, this one is from 1958. And it's called Dixieland Rock. Enjoy.
Down in New Orleans at the Golden Goose, I grabbed a green-eyed dolly that was on the loose. But while I did that music, what she said to me too, I said, pretty baby, come on and let us do it. That he lost his sticks. The cornet player hit a note that flat. The trombone hit him on a poor cat's ass.
Just in case you didn't remember that. I wrote it down just so I could tell you. So there you go. We're just going to keep right on bringing them to you because I've got a whole 2 pages of stuff to play. And most of it's Elvis. It's fantastic. I love it. So this actually is the Million Dollar Quartet, which is really a trio. So here we go. And you're going to have to really listen because it's not the best recording. And you can hear the piano real good. So we'll see how the voices come in on the computer because it wasn't real good when I recorded it, but I wanted the Million Dollar Quartet. So let's go with Crazy Arms.
Crazy.
good, dude. I love it. That stuff is so informal, but it's fun. Even when most of what you can hear is just the piano, it's still fun because you can every once in a while hear the guys in the background, and you know they're having a great time. So, hey, why not? We like it. All right, another one that – this is one that John sent me very shortly before my electricity went zapped. And this is cool. I knew he had done this, but I'd never heard it. So this is Blueberry Hill, Elvis style. More controlled. It's nice. That's all I can say. It's nice. It's nice. Maybe better than nice. All right. Here's, I'm going to play a song that this is one of the latecomers that John sent me. And I'm so like glad he did because I'd never heard it before. I mean, it seems kind of strange, I know, but hey, that's how it goes sometimes, and I hadn't heard this one. He was a little bit surprised, but now I've heard it. Now I like it. Now I'll play it. Anything else you want to add to that string, Anne? I can do that.
No.
That's enough.
That is. I think you covered it.
Just shut up and play the song, Jen. Yeah, okay. This one is How's the World Treating You?
I've had nothing but sorrow since you said we were through. There's no hope for tomorrow. How's the world treating you? Every sweet thing that matters has been broken into all. How's the world treating you? Got no plans for next Sunday. Got no plans for a day. Every day is Blue Monday. Every day you're away. Every sweet thing that matters has been broken in two, and I'm asking you, darling, how's the world treating you?
There you go. That's such a sad, sweet song. I just heard it before. And you can sit and you listen. It's one of those songs that you listen to. It doesn't just go by. Really listen to it. The heartbreak is there. I mean, good grief. But you know what? If you can get it out in song, you don't have to feel it so much. Okay. I have one. I had one. Oh, Lord, help me. I need you so much right now. Okay. All right. I found a couple of them. I have 2 weeks ago, I think it was, John sent me a link to a list of every song that Elvis recorded.
Wow.
So I thought, well, at 2 o'clock this morning, I wanted to put my show together. I didn't have very many songs from anybody. I had them, the one from Susan. I had 5 or 6 from my sister. And I had some left over from the show Thursday. And I hadn't heard from John yet. Well, maybe he's busy. Maybe something happened. I'm not going to bother the dude. He'll send it to me. He'll send it to me. And then in the meantime, I got to fill up the show. So I opened that list and started with the A's and went on down. So, okay, what I'm going to do now, I got to the beginning of the D's, okay? I'm not going to play all of them today. I don't have time. But I'm going to play a couple of them right now. And one of them is, let's see, when is that from? It's from 1957. This is demo number 2. So don't leave me now.
Leave me now.
Myself. John may have already corrected me in chat. That wouldn't surprise me. And I do appreciate that. Why do I ever? But I caught myself on this one. That was not the demo 2 because I'm going to look at my little notes. Don't do that at 3 o'clock in the morning. You just don't. Because things get really mucked up. So anyway, that little note about demo 2 went for the rehearsal of 1956 for Don't Forbid Me. So I'll play that one now so you'll know where it came from.
We heard Pat Boone's new record. Don't Forbid Me.
That's
great.
It was written for me. It was sent to me and it stayed on my house for ages, man. I never did even see it. You know, so much junk.
A darling, don't forbid me to hold you tight. A darling, don't forbid me to hold you tight. Take me in your.
How'd you like that one? It's cold and your lips might freeze. I wonder where they are. Well, I guess winter in Memphis gets a little cold, so, you know, that's all right. But, oh, I just laughed when I heard that last line. It was, okay, yeah, that's the rehearsal. Mm-hmm, okay. I love it. Oh, that man's sense of humor just tickles me no end. I love it. Okay.
All right,
next on the agenda. Well, I don't have an agenda. I'm just pulling stuff off this list and going, okay, that'd be good. Okay, that'd be good. So that'll be good. I have one here that I think I had heard before I heard it this morning, but I'm not sure. But I love it. Oh, my gosh, I love this song. It's like, you know, this poor guy that this song is about just melts into a puddle. I love it. It's fantastic. So here, listen to Fountain of Love.
One beautiful song.
Isn't that fantastic?
That's, I love
so it. Susan again.
Beautiful.
This is what, fourth, fifth time? Poor girl. Mm. My good. Anyway, yes, I love that song. Drink from my fountain of love. Now, is that some kind of a picture? Woo-hoo. I can do that.
Right, doesn't it? Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Now, keep in mind, kids, I have been awake since 1 a.m. After 3 hours sleep. So I don't know why. That's just how it's been working out. So things are going to get a little rummy funky, and that's okay. That's okay. We don't mind too much.
Just go with the flow.
Exactly. Well, I can, because it's me. I don't have to listen to me. I just you guys have to listen to me, so I hope you can go with the flow.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Good. That's good. All right. I'm going to play one that my sister sent me now.
Lovely.
From Peter and Gordon.
Oh, I remember them.
Yes. Yes, they were Brits. They were part of the British invasion back in the 60s. Oh, yeah. And it was nice to listen to them. I liked them.
Yeah, that was pretty
anyway,
good.
Anyway, she sent me this song. I did not even know they did. But then you, well, by the title, I didn't know they did it.
Hmm.
Because it's the same title as, oh, what's her name? The country gal that got killed in the plane crash. Oh, Jenny. Anyway, that's not a
chronological link.
The name of the song is I Go to Pieces. Does that give you hints? And John's probably writing it frantically in chat, and I can't see it.
Well, if it hasn't come up yet, I'll let you know.
Patsy Cline. Yes. She did a song called I Go to Pieces.
Okay.
And which I sang at open mic a couple of times a couple of years ago. Yeah, Patsy Cline and I get along really well. But anyway,
nice.
I didn't. When I saw the title of the song, I thought it was her song. But come to find out, it's a different song with the same title.
Mm.
And I did know the song. I just didn't know the title. Got to put things together in your brain, you know, and my brain don't function that way sometimes. So here's Peter and Gordon doing their I Go to Pieces.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by.
Oh, yeah. Can't hardly help but sing to that one because. Just because. There you go. Okay. I tell you guys, I'm off my nut today. That's just how it's flying. So I hope you're all right. Because I am totally freaky. Okay. And I'm not on anything. I haven't even had anything to eat yet. Maybe that's the problem.
That's
the problem. I've had 3 cups of coffee and nothing to eat.
Oh, not good.
That's the problem. Well, now you know what not to let me do if we're ever together.
Yes, you must eat first.
Unless you like this freaky deaky me, then just let it fly. All right. Here's another one that John sent me this morning, and this is a live performance on August 21st of 1974,
okay.
And it's I'm Leaving.
Honey, where's it? Where are you from? Where's that sign? Oh. And I know it says Elvis, but you, it says I Elvis, but where did it where's it from? That's what my little daughter says. My little daughter goes around and says, "Hey Elvis, what you gonna do?"
What do you got?
You know, 6 years old.
"Hey Elvis."
You know. I said, "Honey, I'm your daddy. Don't call me."
"Okay, Elvis."
"Is that a rug? Did you make it?" "Okay. I didn't make the scarf, but you can have it." "Oh, that's pretty. Put it around my neck, yeah." "I love you too, honey, but I ain't got time to do nothing right now." "Hey, stop the world and let me go. I'm leaving." That's not the title of the song. I'm just getting the hell out of here. I like the pacing, Joe. "When will I know I arrive the time to know you? If you had taken the time to show me, wouldn't be lonely. Where will I go, Lord? Who will I have lying beside me? To ease this emptiness inside me. I'm so lonely. Thank you very much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. Did you like that little comedy beginning? I loved
yes.
it. "Elvis, what you gonna do?" Oh, my word. That's one thing. My son never called me by my first name. But oh, we didn't leave in the South either, so it might have been different. And I sure wasn't famous, so it could have been different. Could have been different. But that's okay. All right, one more Well, actually, there's two more songs. One more Elvis song that John sent me this morning. We're going to do that. And then I have one more song after that that he sent me that's not an Elvis song, but it sure is nice. And this one is just for old times' sake.
Just for old times' sake, won't you give my heart a break? Let's get together again. Let's relive the time I was yours and you were mine. Life was so wonderful then. I know, now I know, the day I let you go, I made my greatest mistake. If you loved me then, you could love me once again. Won't you try just for old time's sake? I know, yes I know, the day I'd let you go, I made my greatest.
Going to play one that John sent me this morning, but it's not an Elvis song, and that's fine. We got to have a break now and again. Well, I think we do. Anyway, this one is by Elkie Brooks.
Oh yes, remember her.
There you go, there you go. I figured you guys would.
Yeah.
This reminded me of when I grew up in Spokane. We always, no matter where we lived, we had lilac bushes. And some of those were like 15, 20 feet tall. And in the spring when they would bloom, oh, perfume would fill the air, the sweet perfume. And Mama would go out and cut armfuls and put them on vase on the dining room table, and it would fill the whole house.
Yeah.
I miss that so much. I miss it so much. Those lilac bushes do not grow in Arizona.
Mm.
And it really sucks.
Mm.
I miss my lilacs. But, you know, I'll live where I can have them. Once again, be where I can have lilacs. And I'll just drink in that scent every spring. Dark purple ones, lavender ones, white ones. Oh, yes. The old-fashioned kind.
Mm.
Oh, the memory.
Brings it all back, doesn't it?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Let's play Elkie Brooks singing Lilac Wine.
I lost myself on a cool, damp night. Gave myself in that misty light. was hypnotized by strange delight under a lilac tree. I made wine from the lilac tree, lost my heart in its recipe, made me see what I want to see, be what I want to be. But I think more than I ought to think, do things I never should do. I drink much more than I ought to drink, because it brings me back you. Lilac wine is sweet and heady like my
on lilac wine. I didn't even know there was such a thing as lilac wine. I didn't realize you could eat lilacs.
No way.
It's a good thing we didn't know when we were growing up, because I have a sister who liked to do, like, experiment with fancy dessert.
Yeah.
And we had one of those Time Life Library French dessert books. It's really good. She didn't know you could eat lilacs. It's really good. Really good. They would have been on the table. So, but she knows we tease her, so it's okay. I love her to death. So that's all right. Okay, here's one I'm going to play that Elvis did that I remember Willie Nelson doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then I saw when I was looking at other songs and stuff this morning, whoa, Elvis did this. Awesome. Wicked awesome. So here's Elvis doing Blue Eyes, Crying in the Rain. Remind myself to singing before you turn your mic. Because what I hear in my headset and what you guys hear is not synced up. It's not the same. And so I'm singing with what's in my headphones, and it just sounds really strange because it does not match with what you guys hear. So try to not do that to you because it's funky. Oh my gosh. What is wrong with that woman? Can't she tell what's going on? Anyway, it's the coffee, kids. It's the coffee. What can I tell you? You know what? I got 5 minutes left and I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me with this and being so patient and waiting just to see if my electricity would come back on. I appreciate that so much. And I know John and Shauna and Ann and Susan, obviously. Susan's been bopping back and forth like a rubber ball. Oh, my gosh. But she's been trying, and she's been here for part of it, so that's a good thing. But, yeah, you guys, everybody that was in the chat, I'm sorry I couldn't join you today, but my phone would just have given up on me, and I couldn't afford that because that's what I'm using to broadcast. That's how you're hearing me, is my phone. And I can't do too much on it without the charge cord plugged in. But anyway, thank you for being so patient and hanging out and waiting for my electricity to come back on. And if any of my friends and relatives are out there and they were patient enough to join me late, fantastic. If not, I get it. It was 45 minutes. So, you know, it is what it is. But I thank everybody that did hang out and wait. That is so, so special. And I really, really appreciate every one of you. And I love you all. Thank you so much. And to sing us out of this today, I'm going to play Harper's Bazaar.
Oh.
59th Street Bridge Song. Yeah, you know them, huh? Yeah. Well, here we go.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, ladies. See you later.
Fun and feeling groovy. Groovy. Hello, lamppost. What you knowin'? I come to watch your flowers growin'. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it and do do. No deed to do, no promises to keep. I'm baffled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning sun drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
Everybody remember gospel tomorrow, same time, same channel, as long as my electricity stays on. So thank you, everybody, and I hope you'll all be here with me tomorrow. I look forward to seeing you then. Bye.